Hey, I'm Howard Kettner, and this is Benefits Genius podcast number 45, and I'm sitting here with Dave Patriarch, and we're talking about his offer to make you rich and famous. Hey, I'm going to let him explain the rest, but just let me say, Dave's formula is about creating social proof for you and your message, about building authority, trust, and anticipation with your audience. Stay tuned. Okay, Dave, well, here we are, making it up as we go again. I'm going to call this the one about becoming rich and famous. I love the way you frame out that, and so I'm not even going to try and do it. I'm just going to turn it over to you.
Rich and famous. So I say this quite often speaking. I've said it at Benefits Genius events and CGIB events and other speaking events over the year. I'll say to the group, if there's an opportunity, if you'd like to be rich and famous, let me help make that possible. And here's how you're going to do it. Number one, we're going to make you famous. And how we're going to make you famous is you're going to write an article about benefits that's geared towards employers and brokers, and we're going to get you published. So we're going to get that article out into industry trade magazines or e-zines like Small Biz Advisor, Benefits Canada, Life Health Professional, Insurance and Investment Journal, those type of publications. You write it, we get it published. From getting it published, I would suggest you get it onto your website. I like to call them brag sheets, where you highlight the different things that you've done, maybe volunteer work, it could be awards you've won, it could be public speaking things, and you get those articles that you've either written or been quoted in to let people know, as you say, that you're a subject matter expert, that the industry, not just your clients, but the industry appreciates what you have to say and the message that you're conveying. And that's it. We're trying to make you look better. And in doing so, we make you famous. Well, the rich will follow. That may take a couple more articles, but that's us trying to make you rich and famous.
And I love how it goes when we follow the bouncing ball. So you do the article. And again, we know that the majority of benefit plan decision makers are senior, not only in title, but more senior in years, and come from a generation where if you were published, you were a subject matter authority. So there you are, a subject matter authority. Now, you may need to take and send the article out, because if you were published in Small Biz Advisor, your client, your prospect audience may not have read that. But you can send it, the link or a hard copy, as a follow-up to an initial meeting, an initial phone call, anything like that. And what I really like is the way that you go about the brag sheet. You put it in there. It's not under the about us or about me section. You frame it out entirely differently.
I did. I was self-conscious. So I had my newsletter that I wrote every quarter, which I've done for over 15 years. And that's one page on my website. I wasn't sure how to kind of put that out there and put it neatly, because at the time I figured when I started it, nobody was reading my newsletter. Like, I mean, a few clients were, but I was small and growing. So I actually started it as a bit of a joke, and it says, "Look, Ma, I'm in the news." The headline is still there, because I figured the only person who read every newsletter was my mom. So, you know, so that was it. And so when I started this page, I started as a speaker bio page. And it was kind of trying to highlight the committees, the events I did where I was participating in focus groups or different things like that. And I started putting in articles and different links to these type of things. And it became my speaker bio page. So if anybody ever wanted to come and hire me as a speaker, well, that was where all the information was. And so it became my brag sheet without bragging. So if you were a prospective client, you wouldn't see, "Hey, I'm great. Here's all the things I've done." What you'd see is, "Oh, there's somebody who's looking to attract speaking engagements," but I wasn't even a speaker at the time. So it was kind of a premature. And I don't know if that created this.
I love it, because as my good friend and former business partner, Matt Houghton, often says, it's not what you say, it's how you say it. And I just think that that is so compelling to put it on a speaker bio page rather than in the about me, about us section.
Yeah, it worked.
Yeah.
And I make this offer all the time. I make it to hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of brokers every year, and maybe one or two actually take me up and do it. One or two will reach back out after an event and say, "Were you serious about making me rich and famous?" And I go, "Deadly serious. Are you ready to get rich and famous? Write me an article." And they do sometimes.
And so any recent instances?
Most recently, well, it's actually interesting. There's two totally different kind of ways it comes about sometimes. So recently, Nicole RGL from McVeigh Cunningham in Victoria, we were speaking. She's attended some of my events. She's heard the Let's Make You Rich and Famous. And she reached out and said, "I'm going to write an article for you before the end of the year," which I think I convinced her to speed up a little bit. And she did it within a day or two.
And yeah, well, like you have so, a way of, yeah, of igniting a fire.
But she did. And she wrote it so well. And I'm trying to remember because I've read so many lately. I think it was about renewals and discussions and stuff to talk about with clients. And it was just a great article. So I said, "Here's who you're going to send it to. And let's kind of try and get that published." So she sent it at the end of the day. By the next morning, it was in Small Biz Advisor. What a great way to start the day. Then your name is in print and you're getting phone calls from people saying, "Hey, read your article. Great article." I sent her a quick note saying, "Great article." Saw that it was in print and say, "Okay, part two now is, you know, you're a little bit famous. Let's make you more famous. Let's, you know, add a page to your website somewhere that you can brag a little bit." And Nicole does a lot of interesting stuff. She works with, if I recall, some women's groups in business. And I mean, we all have different things, volunteer things and stuff that you can get in there. So that's her next job, is to do that. But it was great to see, just quick to writing it. She had an idea. It was a great idea. It was appealing both to employers and to brokers. So right in the right audience, useful information. And the publisher of Small Biz Advisor saw that, and her editor, and went, "Hey, that's good. I can use that content." And out it went. Another one that was very recent, almost.
And just before you jump into the next one, I just want to circle back to, you know, what you said about Nicole. She belongs to or works with women's groups and volunteer organizations. And what being published is all about is, I see it as an effective way of scaling. I mean, you can either go around to 150 of your audience members and somehow hope to work into a conversation what you do, just to demonstrate that you're an engaged member of their community, their special interest group, whatever it is, and at the risk of sounding kind of braggy. Or you can take 20 minutes and sit down and really thoughtfully work a sentence or two into an article that you're doing in a way that, again, it's not what you say, but how you say it, and it gets the message out with scale. I think that is so incredible.
You can twist and turn this in a number of ways. If you do a newsletter, even if you do one once a year, then you could write an article about renewals. And at the bottom of it, you could just do a link to that article where you are. So you're kind of paraphrasing the information for your clients, and you're giving them a link to the information in a different format where you're published. Very subtle. You're not really bragging out loud. You're just going, "Here's more information," or "different," or "additional," or, you know, whatever. And you can work it into your newsletters. Maybe you don't do a newsletter, but maybe you want to do one newsletter that's going to be geared towards new clients. So you could throw in a couple little articles about business or about benefits or about renewals or whatever, and then kind of embed some of these little article links into it. Again, showing subject matter experts, showing you're published. And that might be something that you use for 2 or 3 years. It might not, it's not that you
absolutely
have to constantly
regenerate. Timeless.
Yeah. So there's lots of neat opportunities. You had one that happened out west.
Yeah, for sure. Well, you were at the Benefits Genius event in September, made the offer as you do. And one person in the audience grabbed it, Jaylene Black from Everybody Benefits out of Red Deer in Edmonton, Alberta. And a lot of people, I think, are really challenged by, how do I create interesting content? Like, I'm not a writer. How do I draw it down? And Jaylene had a conversation with you at the little mix and mingle that we had between day one and day two. And you just said, you know, tell a story, like something that really happened. I mean, that's the easiest thing in the world to do, isn't it? Tell the truth. That's what we've been brought up to understand. What's the easiest thing in the world? Tell the truth. So she told the truth about, here was a situation, this was the challenge, here's the path we took, this was the result, end of article, over to Small Biz Advisor. You were on early in the morning, Eastern time zone, noticed that it had been published, popped me a note. So my immediate reaction was to congratulate Jaylene. So I send her a quick note saying, Jaylene, congratulations. And she goes, what? Like, I had to look at Small Biz Advisor. I didn't even know they had already published it. Yeah. They just took what you had coached her through and encouraged her to do and ran with it. And there she is, a subject matter expert, an authority on benefits, sharing out this article now with her audience. Yeah. Amazing. And she also gets to brag now that she's been the subject of two Benefits Genius podcasts. I did a short one with her right after it was published. Yeah. And here we are. You and I are sitting here talking about her.
So link those on the brag sheet too. You know, here's one more time that you're being mentioned as a subject matter expert in benefits.
Totally. Yeah. And advisors, I think that you and I hear a lot of this from advisors. How do we differentiate?
Yeah.
Well, there was Nicole. She's differentiated. Jaylene has, and I interrupted you. You were going to give one more great example.
So Bill Zolas from Penmore, who's in Ajax Pickering, just east of Toronto. Great broker, been in the business a long, long time, CGIB member forever. Bill writes a blog that goes out to his clients and whoever else subscribes. And I get it. And he wrote a great article recently on medical marijuana, establishing policies, you know, how to deal with it, what's coming up for his clients in his community. And it was just really, really well done. And I shot Bill a note and I said, this is a great thing. It should go out further. Let's shoot it over to Small Biz Advisor and a few publications. Benefits Canada picked it up. And within a couple of days, it's out in Benefits Canada. And it's fantastic. And Benefits Canada is not the easiest thing to, you know, get published in. You're, I mean, short of being a Mercer or an Aon or you know, a Mike Sullivan from Cubic Health, who's, you know, the expert on pharma benefits and stuff, it's tough for a broker to get an article in there. And Bill just made it into the e-version of Benefits Canada within a day or two. So great article, great broker, in a great publication, and hopefully that'll get back to the Penmore website and so on.
Well, there you have it. The formula to becoming rich and famous. And hey, take Dave up on this challenge. And also, let us know what you think of these little The One About series. So here you have it, The One About Becoming Rich and Famous. Let us know. Dave at cgib.ca, Howard at benefitsgenius.ca. Make it a terrific day.